What's up, everyone, and thanks for listening to the Average Nerd Podcast. It's your boys, the Average Nerds. We're just a bunch of average guys talking about nerdy things. I'll be your host for the day, Juan. And joining us, as always, we have the pretty boy poker chip himself, Jorge.
I don't want to grow up.
Mandalay Bay's finest, Jay.
That's right.
Our resident card counting master, Dave.
Poker face.
And you've heard of Caesar's Palace. Well, he was there helping build the original. It's Av.
Not the casino.
That man, he's Manny.
What's up, everyone? If you couldn't guess by our intros today, we will be talking about poker and just gambling in general. Recently, we've all been getting together for poker nights, and I've been giving all my money to Dave, but you know, it's been fun. So we'll talk a little bit about our experience as well as like just gambling and poker and all that fun stuff within pop culture. But before we get to that, we'd like to start off every episode with our getting to know you question, our GTK of the day.
Getting to know you.
He rolled down his window and he started to say, it's all about making that GTK.
And today's GTK of the day, who would be in your Vegas heist crew?
Can I go first?
Dave, you came up with this question. Oh, wait. Who's that, Jorge?
No, you can't go first.
You want to go first, Jorge?
He was volunteering.
Go ahead, Jorge.
Okay. Sorry. Unless you want to go, Dave, you can go.
Okay, go ahead.
All right. I'm just scared our answers are going to cross, so I wanted to say it first.
Oh, I feel like a lot of our answers are probably going to cross.
So I tried to put together a balanced team with different like positions different job. What is this called? Different
roles. Tasks?
Roles. For the leader, I think this one's like an easy cop out, but I think he's probably the best leader for the job is Danny Ocean.
That's George Clooney.
George Clooney. Yeah.
Okay.
And for disguise, I have the master of disguise. That's his name. He's the master of disguise.
Who's the master?
He's the master.
Dana Carvey, right?
Yeah, Dana Carvey. Yeah, master of disguise. So he'll be our inside guy. Okay. For the getaway, I have Baby Driver.
Baby Driver. Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Our tech guy, I have Cyborg.
Okay.
That might be cheating, because he can literally hack into any system with his body. But anyway. For the grease guy, because I thought it would be too unfair to have this guy as the grease guy, I did Flash, but Flash with a broken leg.
Can you explain what a grease guy is?
The grease guy is supposed to be your
kind of gets into tight places, gets in and out of places.
Mm. Yeah, I relied more on Flash's speed versus his. You know what? Like a Robin would probably be a good grease guy.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm. Right?
No, which Robin? Yeah, broken leg Flash. You already said
broken leg Flash.
Wobbly Flash.
Wobbly Flash. That's my grease guy.
Wobbly West.
Wobbly.
Oh, that's it. Wow. Wobbly West.
Nice. Is that your whole team?
Yeah, that's my team.
All right. Dave, how about you?
All right. So my inside guy would be Lando Calrissian, because, I mean, he kind of played that kind of role in Cloud City.
Yeah. Here's where the crossover starts, I think.
Mine too.
Ooh, yeah.
You guys did that too?
Nice.
No, but I feel like there's going to be some.
Wait, which Lando, though? Childish Gambino or Billy Dee Williams?
Let's do Billy Dee.
Both. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Both Landos. At the same time.
Both of them.
Boss.
Whoa. Getaway guy would be Han.
There it is. There's the crossover.
Muscle would be Chewy.
There's the other crossover.
The big rug. Walking rug. I would say my two, I don't know, you kind of have those pair that kind of, I don't know, what would you call them? Like, they kind of play the table. They're kind of like distraction almost. I don't know, but mine would be like Gambit and Rogue.
Oh.
Like the couple that like distract people.
That cause a scene.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. I wanted to get what's Michael Cera's character's name in Ant-Man?
Michael Cera? Oh, you mean Michael Pena?
Michael Pena. Hello, Michael Pena.
You don't know your twin's name. So for those who don't know, when we went to San Diego Comic Con a few years back, someone walked up to Dave and was like, "Excuse me, are you Michael Pena?"
Yes, I am.
Get, like, an autograph.
Man, and we happened to be at a burrito spot too.
Oh man.
But yeah, his character would be kind of like the comedy relief. And then Ant-Man would be my grease guy, right?
Oh, that's perfect.
Mm, that's a good one.
That's
really good. That's my crossover with you.
Oh, nice. Do you remember Chris Evans' character in The Losers? His name is Jensen or something.
Yeah.
He'd be my tech guy.
Was he a tech dude? I thought he was a sniper. No, he wasn't a sniper. He was a tech guy. Yeah. I just remember him with a crossbow going, "Yeah, that's right. I got a crossbow."
And then the leader of the crew would be Selena Kyle.
Not you?
What? No.
You don't want to be the leader?
I don't want to be the leader. No.
So what would your role be then in the heist?
My role? I would just be, I'll be Selena Kyle's husband or something.
Okay.
Oh, that plays a part, like in Ocean's 11.
Sugar daddy. Jorge, going back to you, what would your role be in your heist crew?
Oh gosh, is there even roles left?
Can I be the
Matt Damon to the Danny Ocean?
Damon. So the pointless one.
Kind of. He was the one with a lot of potential who he wanted to take under his wing.
I have a guy that's a Matt Damon in my role too, so.
Oh, okay, there you go.
Yeah. All right, Jay, let's hear your crew, Jay.
All right, my crew's, I don't know if it's as big, but okay, so of course a crossover. Getaway guy, Han. And realistically, that whole like crew in Star Wars could really just be the whole thing, but it's too easy. Muscle, Chewie, of course, like Dave was saying.
Yeah.
And then my grease girl would be a Elastigirl. I know she wouldn't want to do it because, you know, crime. Nice. But, you know, let's say times get tough and it's like, yo, I know how we can make some money. Yeah. You just got to get all stretchy and stuff. And, you know, and then.
Plus she thick.
For the bankroll to kind of fund all of this would be Scrooge McDuck. Scrooge would fund all the you know equipment and stuff we might need.
But would he want to fund it? Because
because he'll get richer. We're not robbing him. We're robbing other people.
That's true. That's true.
Yeah.
That's
true. The rich always want to get richer. And then my leader / wild card. Because, you know, you want to trust the leader, but then you don't really know because, you know, it's crime. Maybe Jack Sparrow.
That's crazy, man. That's a ticking time bomb.
And then my like guy that just wants to help. He wants to do his best. He always wants to help. He doesn't really know what he's doing, but he wants to help. Would be Goofy. You ask him to do something, he's like, okay, and then he goes and does it, trips over some stuff, breaks some things, but then it all works out because for some reason it always works out.
And then who what would your role be?
And then I originally I wasn't going to be in it, but because, you know, I guess I can be the tech guy since I work in IT, but realistically I'd be like the assistant tech guy. I'd have like Dexter from Dexter's Lab and I'd just help him.
Oh,
nice.
I would be the tech guy.
Yeah. All right, F. How about you?
Super random. Again, I didn't put too much thought to this because I just put it together right now. I don't even know what they would be. I guess my tech guy would be Data from the Goonies.
Oh, that's a good one.
I was thinking Data earlier. That's a good one.
Data, and then
anytime Data's involved, it's a good one.
And then the greaser, the smooth guy, is Lando. And then I had as the I was thinking of Oceans, you know, the Ocean movies. So you need one, you know, the guy, the little guy to get through things, right? Or
Amazing Yen.
Yeah, the Amazing Yen. I have Spider-Man, Tom Holland. Oh,
nice.
That's a good one.
Which
Spider-Man?
Tom Holland. Tom Holland. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
He's the smallest one out of all of them. So
yeah, he is.
Yeah. So he's there. I guess this guy could be Getaway and Muscle. Because when you're here, your family, Dom Toretto.
Oh, Getaway and Muscle. That might be the best Getaway guy.
That is.
And then
that's a good one.
And the leader of the whole thing is George Clooney. Not Danny Ocean, but George Clooney.
George Clooney. He's like, guys, I know how to do this. I played a role once. Yep.
Just George.
And then what would your role be?
I guess I'd be the comic relief.
All right. For me, my Grease guy, I was going to say Ant-Man too, but Dave already said it. So I'll just go with Jet Li since he's. I have Rumor, aka Allison Hargreaves from the Umbrella Academy. I don't know what her role would be, but she could manipulate people's mind. She'll be the person like getting the actual money from people.
That's a good one.
My tech guy, I got TJ Henderson, aka Smart Guy.
Smart Guy. He's a smart guy.
For my muscle, I got Debo from Friday.
Ooh,
Debo.
That's a good one.
R.I.P. Snatch the chain.
For my getaway, I got Speed Racer. I'm surprised you didn't say that one, Dave.
Ooh, nice.
For my like comedic relief dude, I'll just put Joe Coy in there.
Filipino representation.
Oh, that works. He could be doing like a show as the distraction.
I know.
Right? Yeah, right. That's a good one.
My fall guys, so if everything goes bad, like our sacrifice guys, I have the Wet Bandits from Home Alone. And then I have, as our leader, or the person who's like the master of disguise, I have Meryl Streep, just because she can play anything.
Wow. Nice.
Wow.
I like good. That.
She can play Batman crew. If she wanted to. And then just for cheats, I got Doctor Strange in there too, if all goes wrong.
To rewind it all.
So just rewind it all or magic us out of there. For my role, I guess I'd be not the leader. What would I be? I'd be the distraction outside of the bank. I'd just be just doing like a show or something, doing a podcast doing some body outside.
Rolls. Just doing a card trick. Yeah, sending signals.
Sending signals with a card trick. Oh, Av missed that, huh?
I know.
Yeah.
I
missed it.
At least we got one more person we can show it to.
Nice.
If you don't know, we were Jay and Father Raj came over to my house the other day, and they were teaching us this annoying ass magic trick.
Magic, it's an illusion.
But that's a good segue into our next segment, our new segment that we debuted last week. Since you've been gone.
Since you've been gone.
If anyone missed our last podcast episode, this is a new segment that we're adding to every podcast where we just talk about what we've been doing since the last podcast in between shows. So since we've been gone, anyone want to start us off? I know Dave, Jorge, and Av, you guys all went to a con, right? I feel like it's you three always doing the cool stuff.
Yeah. Me and Juan just kind of hanging out, don't do anything. Like,
I didn't go to the con, but I did meet up with them for dinner. So they could talk about the con.
Yeah, so they went to Silicon Valley Comic Con, right?
Or is Silicon, I guess. Formerly Silicon Valley Comic Con, put on by Adam Savage from Mythbusters, right?
Yeah.
It used to be the Woz that used to put it together, right?
Wozniak. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And before that, it used to be called Big Wow.
Mm-hmm.
It was more comic book based, but this one's kind of more of a tech, science, and geek
science.
Culture.
Science.
So how was it?
You can be honest. It's okay.
Oh, no, I was going to say.
Adam Savage isn't going to come for you.
There's pros and cons. You want me to start?
There's pros and silly cons?
There's pros and silly cons because...
Pro. Well,
I'd say one of the pros is it's probably the emptiest con I've ever gone to. That's a pro because
space, like walking,
a lot of space. Yeah, okay, you can walk around.
Okay. It's the worst pro ever.
Now.
because it's the emptiest con I've been to.
Wait, did I say that was a pro?
No, it's a pro for attendees in a way, but for the con themselves,
That's definitely not.
I feel like one of the major reasons that we wanted to go was to go visit Priscilla's booth, Valor and Vellum, because she was dropping a limited edition Tsune. And
Tsune is a resin figure that she came out with. It looks like a fox in a kimono, right?
Hi.
I just copied Dave. I don't know why I said hi. Sorry.
Hi.
The way you said it, too. You just said hi.
Hi.
Hi, Ore.
Hi.
You, Ross. Ross Geller over here. Oh, he would have been a good one to have in your heist, Ross.
Oh, that's, yeah.
As you're trying to leave, he's just like, pivot!
Pivot! What else? What, other thoughts, Dave, on the con?
I personally think it's kind of, I feel like they've brought in great talent to the event. I think if you're into photo ops and autographs, it's definitely something for you. This year, I don't know if they really had a really strong, I guess, a strong options. I mean, besides, like, they had, like,
William Shatner,
but he was there only Sunday. Mark Shepard from, like, Supernatural and Doom Patrol. And then they had a few other folks, Lou Ferrigno, Jake the Snake Roberts. But yeah, I think, like, as far as, like, roaming the con, it was all right. You could do the whole floor in like 10 minutes, 15 minutes.
Oh, dang.
It was because we brought Rylan, and I think she was like messaging Anna or the girls group chat. The above average ladies group chat on the sign was like, it's like 10 a.m. and I just walked the floor twice. but Dave is right. There was a lot of talent, even the artists. There was a lot of good artwork there. It was the perfect opportunity to really take your time and see all of the artists' work because it wasn't that busy and the floor was a lot smaller.
Yeah. So,
gotcha.
Yeah.
Cool.
It was cool. I think one of my favorite parts was people watching with like Jorge, JP, and Rylan. We're just chilling at the entrance, looking at all the cosplayers. They had a whole like Mortal Kombat squad that carried a boombox around.
Nice. They were fun. They were fun.
Yeah.
Did they have linoleum too? Cardboard?
Dude, I've seen that when I was at LA Comic Con before the pandemic hit. It used to be called Stan Lee's Kamikaze Con or whatever, but they changed it to LA Comic Con. There was literally two Spider-Mans breakdancing.
Sick.
That's cool.
I think one of my other favorite parts of the event this weekend, I think Av could probably go more into it because that was when he was able to meet up.
Oh, the dinner after the con. A few of us met up at a Korean barbecue spot in San Jose where it was. And yeah, it was just another nice get together with people that we normally interact with, you know, on the internet, on Twitch, on Instagram and Twitter. I think there were so many of us, we had to split up into three different tables. Basically the same thing, you know, getting together with people that you only interact with on the internet most of the time and just hanging out and having a good time. But just having people from, you know, out of town come in, you know, Priscilla from San Luis Obispo, and then Boston and Drea from Fresno. And then everybody else was pretty much Bay Area. I came from SAC, but
Rando's from like
Rando
SoCal.
Rando is from SoCal as well. Yeah, he came up. What else can you say? But yeah, just good times. You know, we had some soju flowing and some beers and some
birthday singing.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
So yeah.
Happy belated birthday to our one and only Mr. Av.
Yeah, thank you.
Happy, apparently, 80th birthday. According to the Instagram post.
I guess
I turned
80 the other day.
The big 8-0. Av, how's it feel?
8-0. Damn, man, I don't feel 80.
Who posted that? That was pretty funny.
You look good for 80, man.
Yeah, you look great.
I feel super young. 80s, nothing, man. 80s is the new 20. What are you talking about?
There you go.
But yeah, they sang happy birthday to me, which was fun. It was unexpected. Got a free bottle of soju. Took a shot with the waiter.
Sick.
Nice.
Whose birthday was the next day, by the way?
Yeah, the waiter.
The waiter's
birthday was the next day.
Oh, cool.
So yeah, that was fun.
Speaking of birthdays, mm-hmm. I actually got to celebrate Ben's birthday mm-hmm. this weekend as well. Yeah, it definitely was a lot of fun. It was Disneyland theme, so we called it Bennyland. All the average nerds were there. Yeah, it was cool. I'll post the picture, but Lisa, I helped a little, but built a Disney castle out of like cardboard boxes for Ben, and
that
came out
pretty legit.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. We also had some cool food vendors that came over. We had Cooked by Gio, who is a Filipino food vendor. So he makes like things like sisig, barbecue sticks, all delicious types of Filipino food. And if you go to the Beehive anniversary,
mm-hmm.
he actually will be there too, right?
Yes, sir. Yeah.
In October in Sacramento. And then we also had More Life ice cream or Italian ice?
Italian ice?
Italian ice.
Anyway, it was pretty good. So
that was good.
Yeah, I really like that.
It was put a period on that one. That was good.
That mangonada was
yeah,
nice.
I had two.
They're, I had two also. A local spot here in Vallejo, More Life Ice, where they just sell shave ice throughout their trucks, and they do like special events, and it's all cool, different types of flavors, and it was super tasty. I just overall, I think Ben had a lot of fun. He got really messy on the cake.
Yeah.
His whole thing. Yeah. I'm going to give him a bath in the middle of the day.
That was pretty cool. Yeah.
He had it like on his eyes.
He had it on his foot, man.
It was like his whole face.
I know it was a good time.
His whole face was chocolate.
He definitely got chocolate wasted. But yeah, after the party, it was cool because the average nerd stuck around. So Jorge, Av, Dave, even Father Raj came by and stuck around for a bit. And Mikey as well. And then we all played poker.
Except
which leads us to our game for the day. Gambling.
Av, you didn't miss much. The game didn't last very long.
It didn't last long.
It was less than an hour.
Everyone went all in.
No. Father Raj plays so aggressive compared to like what I'm used to.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
Bullies. House.
Yeah.
If for any reason you sit at a poker table with Father Raj, just walk away because he will bully you out of the game.
Dude, but I feel like we all kind of had some good cards.
Yeah.
When you're going, it's just he happened to
play. I want to play against him now.
There was two hands that he won that were just monsters.
Big. Those were big.
In the beginning. And after that, I mean, it was kind of.
He took like three or four of us out, like at the end.
Oh, he ended it by basically wiping all of us out.
Yeah.
At the same time.
All at once.
Yeah.
Really?
He Thanos snapped us. He was just.
He double snapped, though. He got the first half and then the other half, like that.
Hey, I want to play. I want to play him.
Yeah. Gosh. But the thing I liked about it the most was that, you know, it was after a party and, like, we were the. I remember, like, back in the day, like, you would have a party. And the titos and titas, or uncles and aunties, at the end of the day, would just be playing like mahjong or poker after the party's done till like late at night. And it was funny because I'm like, oh, now we're the titos and titas. Oh,
right? And that's us now.
Yeah.
Playing poker at the end of the night.
Dang, we are, huh?
Yeah.
We all said it too. Oh, you know when the kids leave.
That's when we start playing.
Like when the kids leave, we'll bring out the table.
Do you guys have any other fond memories with that? Like just as a kid, like watching your uncles and your mom and your dad like playing poker or mahjong or like just gambling late at night after the family parties.
Not just when I'm a kid. I mean, my mom, my dad, and my grandma, they play mahjong like 3 days a week just at home.
Gosh.
Like
for money?
So,
or just for fun?
For like $5. They put $5 down and then
play
mahjong for an hour or two. And then my grandma will call me up and she'll be like, hey, you want $5? I won like $15 today.
Like, oh, wow.
Sure, Ma.
Nice.
She'll be like, yeah, I took your dad's money. I'm like, oh, okay, cool. I'll take that. But yeah, I don't know. It's funny though, because I don't think growing up, I don't think my family really played that much. Like you know, like you're talking about, like the parties and stuff. Like we played a little bit during the party. Some of the older folk played a little after, but for some reason, it wasn't until like recently. And I think part of it, I think my grandma likes playing Mahjong like now because now she's like older. She's like, I want to keep playing Mahjong and kind of keep her head like working and stuff.
Yeah.
But she says that, but I'm like, yeah, whatever. But then you'd be bragging about all this money you want. That's really what it's about. Let's be honest. Yeah.
That takes me back to like, just being a kid, like going to bed after the party, then like waking up at like 3 a.m., still hearing the tiles in the garage.
Yeah, Russell in here. Like, yeah.
I'm still playing. Like, what the heck? And they're just like, this was back in the day. They were just like smoking cigarettes in the garage, eating chicharrón.
And, like, and then there's that one uncle in the corner singing by himself.
Karaoke. Yes.
Just going. And he's like just
going karaoke. Through the entire book, right?
Just a yellow ribbon.
Yes. Or my way.
I did it my way. Nobody's listening to him.
Oh, man.
Yeah, for us, like it was like one of the opportunities where my cousins and I could just stay up super late because all the parents were distracted. Playing Mahjong, the aunties playing Mahjong and chismising, and then the uncles in the garage drinking, smoking, and playing with their cars.
Can you explain what chismis is for
chismis?
Chismis gang.
If you don't know what chismis is.
Gossip.
Yeah,
it's she's gossip. Missing out.
Yeah,
she's missing out.
Auntie's having their tea, late night tea.
That's the best way to sum it up for all the kids out there. The chismis is the original tea.
Yeah, and then but it was an opportunity for my cousins and I just to stay up late because none of the parents are watching us and be playing video games and watching scary things or. Other things. And, yeah.
Other things?
Oh, I mean, of course, like my older cousins would be like, cover your eyes, dude.
Oh.
Okay. Context.
I think, did anyone's family stay up playing poker instead of Mahjong?
Yeah, I think my family played more cards.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Is the aunties would do Mahjong, the uncles would do their poker.
Poker, yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like this bleeds into one of our future questions, but my family, one of our traditions for Thanksgiving and Christmas was to always host a poker match. So for the last like 15 years, maybe, we've been playing poker every Christmas and Thanksgiving.
Oh, that's cool.
My cousin always brings his set and we always get a game going and we play, so... That's cool. One of the ones I remember more. And then Mahjong, same thing on my Filipino side, but that's usually only when my East Coast family comes out. And that was one of the only times, I'll never forget this. Like my grandma doesn't like to, you know, do things. It was always whenever we went to theme parks or anything, when I was small or my cousins were small, we would hang back with my grandma. That's just an example, right? Like she would always hang back with the kids. Whenever we go to the casino, she stays in the room, with the kids all in the rooms. But whenever the Mahjong table came out, I would go into the garage and she had her sleeves up and she was out there playing.
Washing the tiles.
Yeah.
Like someone else watched the kids today.
Yeah.
Nice. I don't, for me growing up. Yeah. I remember them playing game. I don't know what games they played. I know there was some Mahjong a little bit, but I just remember just money being out. So that's what got me like, man, they're playing for money. That's fun. So that's what really got. I mean, I didn't play with all the adults when I was a kid. So, but that's all I remember growing up. But our thing for our family is bingo. Bingo is like for every not every, but mostly all like the main holidays that we all used to get together. And this is my side of the family is bingo. Like, and everybody, if you wanted to play, you threw in like 25 bucks each person, and there's probably like, I don't know, there's close to 20 people, so there's some money in the bank. So we would split it up, and and then the final one would be blackout, so you complete the board, you win the largest prize of the night or whatever. And it's I mean, if you keep winning games, then you could leave like with a couple hundred bucks. So
that's like Monica's family. They do that too. A lot of bingo.
Yeah,
nice.
That's a new one to me too, because just recently at one of Arlene's family parties, they brought out the bingo. Yeah. And this was like, oh. I guess they do this all the time too. Mm-hmm. But my family, we never were big on bingo, but it's fun.
So do you have to get like one of those wheels with the balls?
That's they had the wheel with the balls, and there was always one nephew that rolled it too hard and the balls would go flying.
And then you got the other nephew that's like, I want to call it out.
Yeah.
And then they go, can't read it.
Fighting to call it.
Yeah. Speaking of like memories as a kid, I remember one of the things that I used to do, like when my aunties and uncles would play like mahjong or poker, I would like, because the cash would be on the table, and I'd go up to them and be like, oh, can I have a dollar, to like my aunties and uncles. And like, I was a cute little kid back then, and they would give it to me. And then like the day that I found out I wasn't cute anymore, it was when they were like, no, go away.
War off.
You old now.
Lost your touch.
Nice. So just going back to the whole gambling, poker, whether it be poker or blackjack or pasoy or whatever, do you guys remember your first memories playing cards or gambling?
Specifically like gambling kind of games, because I, you know, playing cards, we played a lot of card games, like speed and stuff.
Go Fish.
Yeah.
Oh shit, Speed. Dang.
Speed.
I haven't played that
Speed
in
2.
Speed.
Egyptian what was it called? Egyptian War or Egyptian
Battery. Oh yeah. I remember.
Was that the one where you slap the pile and everyone ended up slapping each other's hands?
Yeah. I guess for gambling.
Yeah. Oh, it was probably blackjack. And it was like when I was a kid, and like we're talking about the parties where, you know, the parents are all playing and stuff. But then sometimes eventually you're like, man, I want to play something like that. And then I think blackjack was like the easiest card game for people to learn, because it's just math. And then, so we'd try to play blackjack, you know, on the side, like, oh, cool, this is how you play blackjack. Okay. And then we would just play, and not really, and we get bored of it pretty quickly, because it's like, okay, I won. Cool. But whatever. And we didn't realize that there's like, oh yeah, once there's money involved, it's like a whole different thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But one of my first memories actually playing for like money, and like I think it was like in high school, like me and Jay and like our crew back in the day, we were really into poker. Like, and then we would like learn like tricks with the poker chips in between our fingers and stuff. And like we'd like go to each other's houses on the weekends and like basically bet like $5, which was a lot of money back
then. Cool, yeah. Those games were tough.
Yeah, and then whoever wins would like buy everyone lunch anyway or something.
Man, or, like, I can't believe we did that as often as we did with money.
Yeah.
Now that I think back.
And then I basically just gave Jay all my lunch money, because Jay would always win.
And now we give it all to Dave.
No. No, that was just one time.
Do you guys know, because I was thinking about playing when we're younger, do you know if the reason why gambling age starts at 21 is because most casinos serve alcohol?
Yeah, I think
that's
why.
True, right?
Yeah, I think so.
So before I was 21, me and my friends would drive to Jackson. Jackson
Rancheria.
It was 18, was it?
It was 18. Cash Creek was 18 also.
Yeah, Cash Creek was like that too.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it was?
Only four tables.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can't have slot machines for 18 and up. It can only be tables.
Oh.
Oh. Yeah. I think we did slot machines.
We did slots. We went in. Maybe the age was different before. I don't know.
It might have changed, right? But I remember we would drive like 2 hours with like $20 in our pocket and like throw it down on penny slots. Penny slots or blackjack. And I would only get like four hands in, because I think the minimum bet was like $5.
Yeah.
5 minutes later. All right, guys. Oh, here we go.
Done. Dang, you don't have any more money for the buffet.
I've always been into gambling. Just like I said, when I see them playing and see the money, you're like, man, you're playing for money. So this looks fun.
I'm in.
So I don't remember playing like all that stuff with like my cousins or my siblings. Or I guess I just waited till I was old enough. I think we might have tried when I was 18 to go through to like, you know, local Bay Area casinos like Cash Creek and Jackson. But I just remember like hitting, when I hit 21, I would try and get to Reno and Vegas as much as possible just to gamble. go to like local card rooms. Lucky Chance, if you're from Daly City, Lucky Chances. That was a spot. It's kind of a rush to just to be there and just because you have a chance to win. That's the main thing that people want to. That's why they play, right? There's a chance of winning, you know, money. You know, sometimes large amounts of money. But yeah, it's just that opportunity. But also, you know, I'm very fortunate that I'm not addicted to it.
So do you play more for the money or for like the rush?
I think it's a little of both.
I think, I was going to say it has to be both because it's like the competitive nature plus the instant gratification.
Yeah.
Of money.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because if it was just the rush, like, I feel like you'd just be into anything competitive.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I play anything.
Do you think that correlates with collecting? Like the rush of, especially something that's not so easily tangible. Yeah. Sometimes it's a gamble.
Yeah.
And even with like blind boxes or sodas.
Waffles.
Yeah.
As we call them on Facebook, because I guess you get flagged if it's called raffle.
Yeah. No, yeah, definitely. I think. For example, you mentioned the new Funko product, the soda figures. It's a blind, it's basically like a blind box. And, you know, you're looking for the expensive chase piece. And some people just keep going and going and just looking for it. And it's basically, you know, you're gambling. Yeah. You're basically gambling. Yeah.
Unless you're EA Sports.
What's that?
Sorry.
It's no. In the game. Or it's in
no.
The, what's it called?
No, because EA Sports, they've been like, under fire, and I think they got sued because they use like a mystery box kind of mechanic in their games.
Oh,
and a lot of people have like spent like tons of money. Oh, yeah. They're just like, how come I didn't get Patrick Mahomes yet? Yeah. I spent like $700, and it's like, I don't know, bro. It's in the game.
Yeah,
it's kind of like Pokemon Go and hatching eggs. I mean, and spending money Pokemon on incubators.
Yes. It's all some sort of some type of gambling, really, because you're putting money into it, trying to look for something. Same with, you know, just like, you know, playing blackjack, you're putting money in, trying to look for that 21. It's the same.
I don't know why
thing.
That reminds me of when we went to Designer Con a couple of years ago, and I just kept going back to that damn Metacom booth.
for the bear break blind boxes.
Oh man!
Yeah. Did you end up get you? Did you ever get the one you wanted?
No.
Did you just buy it online?
I could have. I would have spent less money if I bought it online. So I was going for any wrestling fans out there. There's Kenny Omega.
Right. Yeah.
There's a Kenny Omega bear brick that's in the mystery box that I was trying to get.
But see, that just tells us we all, I think, like the chase more than the end result, because when have we ever gone straight to, let me just buy the chase online before I open anything up? Right? Yeah. It's always been, let me try my chances. Mm-hmm. So it's the chase.
It's like, I could spend this much, or I could spend a little bit with a chance to get
it. If
it
gains my day.
Yeah, because if you hit it like right away, you're like, I got it for $10. There you go.
Save a hell of money.
Yeah. Oh. But, you know, going back to, you know, me going to casinos and stuff a lot when I was younger, you know, I never hit it big. I never really, you know, I won decent amount a few times, but nothing to change my life. But it's just, like I said, it's just fun. Like, you know, it's just that, you know, like we said, it's 50-50, the rush and the opportunity or the chance. Because you hear stories. I had an aunt that won in a slot machine. I think she won like 1.3 mil.
Damn.
And,
what?
Yeah. Yeah. Slot
That's
machine.
When
like the story was, she was, I think it was in Reno. She hit it. And I think her husband was sleeping in the hotel room. She had to wake him up.
Had to fill out the forms.
Yeah, you know, get all that straightened out, and just 1.3 mil. And I think she was smart with them. And this was years ago, but I'm pretty sure they did okay with the money.
Nice, that's cool. I have a pretty epic story, too. Not for myself, but my mom actually won a car once at Cash Creek.
Whoa,
That's cool.
She won a red Mustang.
Whoa, dude, I think I remember this.
You remember that?
Yeah, I do remember this.
And I was like, oh, that's going to be my car when I grow up.
Yeah, yeah.
And then he ended up selling it. I was like, damn.
I remember this.
Because I guess it costs too much to maintain.
Yeah, like, the all the hidden costs, registration, no, insurance.
Yeah, so plus they just ended up selling it.
Plus it's red.
Yeah. Plus it's red.
But she was cool because she won. She didn't win it on a slot machine, but she did like a tournament. It's like a slot machine tournament. I don't know how those work.
Yeah, I think it's like
yeah,
you got to like win like the one who won the most in a certain time or something machines. Like that.
Yeah,
damn, that's cool.
I mean, she won it. She won a car.
Savage. Cool.
Like I remember them calling us like, oh yeah, we won a car. I was like, okay, sure, mom. Right. and then it came in and I was like, oh crap, you won a car.
That's cool.
Yeah, so that was pretty cool.
Yeah, I've never won. Must be a good
feat. Yeah, I haven't won anything that major.
That significant? Yeah, nah.
I think the closest thing to like winning big was just like a really long run of scratchers.
Mm.
Oh, nice. Oh.
Like I bought a scratcher on New Year's Day. I forgot what year it was. It was a Monopoly scratcher.
Yeah. Oh, shit.
And I won and I won like $200 on it. And I was like, oh, hell yeah. I'm going to go buy another one. I bought a couple more scratchers. And then I won 50 on it. And I was like, oh, hell yeah, I'm about to go buy me another scratcher.
That's what you have to do, though. You gotta buy at least one scratcher with the winning.
And then I bought a couple more, and then I won another 200. And I was like, ooh,
dang.
I'm just
going to
keep running this thing till it dies. Yeah, and then the next scratcher died. And I was like,
all right, you're still ahead.
I'm going to take my $200-something and be good.
Yeah. The closest thing I've ever won to a scratcher was just like a cheeseburger from the Monopoly one.
Oh my god. Free fish rounds.
I've had the worst luck in casinos. I think every time I've gambled, it was always straight loss. Like there was never a peak moment for me where I was like,
I hate that feeling.
I handed my money to the casino straight up, straight over. Every time.
That's bad.
The line only goes one way.
One of these days, I've always wanted to just ball out and put like thousands of dollars on like red
or something. Oh god!
See. And then it's green.
Gotcha.
Double zero. Oh
man, I hate roulette, man.
So I guess was it my first time playing would be actually getting introduced to like all these games would be my grandpa actually like. We used to play a lot of games together, like chess, checkers. But he taught me like blackjack.
Wait, blackjack. Chess for money?
No, not for money, but just playing cards in general, you know. But blackjack was like the thing that he taught me, and he'd tell me like, you know, the tips. Oh no, you shouldn't hit when it's like that.
Oh or, yeah. You know,
those
freaking rules.
Or like you could split your cards here.
Double down
like
here.
Yeah. But I never really used it to gamble or anything. But it was fun. It was always fun. And then shout out to 6th period science class in high school. We used to just play Pesoy Dos in the classroom. Oh,
yeah. We used to do stuff like that.
Pesoy Dos, for those who don't know, is it Filipino?
Yeah. Filipino poker
card game.
Style card game.
Yeah.
Where like you'd go in a circle and just each put down like the best hand that you have sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
I remember like in my history class senior year, I would literally just have my back to the teacher as I'm playing Pesoy Dos with like my friends.
When I think about it now, like the length of effort we went to try to hide playing Pesoy Dos was so ridiculous. Like playing my hand behind my back, handing it to somebody else, like, hey, this is mine, put that down. Like, why are we doing this?
You're in class too, but it's funny because my
don't
friends
condone
and I,
that though. Stay in school,
don't,
kids.
Don't do that.
Stay in school. Don't
stay in school. Stay in school. No, don't gamble, but always bet max.
Play. But if you do, bet max.
Stay
on slots though. On slots. Don't bet max on other things. You can get no. Don't do that.
Stay focused in class too. But yeah, we eventually moved on to, we didn't play for money, my friends and I, but we'd play for like candy. So,
oh, like, that's so wholesome.
Bring like Reese's peanut butter cups or Rolos and all that stuff.
Rolos are good. playing for
candy. Yeah.
That would get serious if I was
especially during Halloween, right?
Oh yeah.
Get the good stuff.
Imagine day after Halloween, you get together with the boys and you walk out of there with an empty pillowcase, no candy.
Oh, my Rolos, man. it's making me sad, man.
All my Rolos, man.
I didn't care about the sour candy, but these?
Yeah, man.
But, I mean, I guess the games evolved eventually, like, into friends and I would, like, go to Cash Creek when we were 18, do slots, and I'd feel so bad losing like $20 because I'm like, man, I could have bought some Pokemon cards.
Priorities.
Yeah.
Hey, that's a
nowadays. My gamble with that too.
Nowadays, that's kind of a gamble too.
It is a gamble.
Oh, Pokemon cards, yeah.
See, you're gambling. You didn't even know it when you're little.
That's true.
Yeah.
I've gone to Target and just told myself, maybe this is the path. And I get in the line.
Right?
Yeah, and you're at a table, you're like, this is the hand.
It is. That's what happened with me and Chunky Chew recently. I'm like, man, I could have just bought this online and been done with
it. Dave, have you ever felt that way? Because you said Pokemon Go earlier, but you didn't say raids.
Raids are almost like that, too, because you're spending money on raid passes.
So for those who don't play Pokemon Go, raids are... You get together, you buy a pass, you spend money on the pass if you're not using the free one. And this allows you a chance to fight a Pokemon so you can catch them and possibly get like the chase version of a Pokemon is a shiny. Mm-hmm. And I shiny hunt all the time. So that's a gamble too.
Yeah, I think you're like deeper into like raids than I am. Actually,
gambling is just...
You didn't have to explain that to me and Av. Me and Av play Pokemon Go. I mean,
yeah. Oh, yeah, that's right. That's
right. Yeah, that should be the grand prize is that Av and Jay add you on Pokemon Go. One more. You get to call Jay and Av your friend on Pokemon.
It's a rare feat.
It's rare, yeah. It's rare.
I was also wondering, Dave, because you said you were going to Cash Creek at 18, so you were going when it was still 18.
Yeah, like my friends and I would just go like every now and then. It wasn't, or we'd cut out of class. DVC, we're in junior college.
You were cutting class?
What? Oh,
stay in school.
Stay in school, kids. Max bet on slots.
Max bet on slots.
Parents are going to be telling their kids, don't you listen to those average nerds anymore.
I'm a bad influence. They got good information.
Oh my God.
Especially that Dave cutting class.
Really bad episode.
Hey, sometimes we have to touch on, I don't know where I'm going with that.
Real life, real life.
Kind of spin it then. You know, we're talking about epic win stories. I guess, you know, we're talking about how sometimes collecting could be like gambling. Do you have any epic like wins through like collecting? Like any cool chases that you ever pulled or Pokemon cards or anything like that?
I have won a few waffles before.
Oh yeah. What are some I have two actually that I think about it. What are some of the cool things you've won from waffles or raffles?
Oh, man. Like, I don't know. Like, one of those, Heath Ledger Jokers, but then with the bank robbery mask.
Bank robber joker. That's a good one.
I know I've won a few, but then, like, I know that I wouldn't, like, constantly enter waffles, too. I'd be like, oh, I'm feeling lucky. Let me just go enter, and then. Yeah,
dude, I was addicted to waffles for a minute. I mean, not really addicted, but I had a good run for a second, though. I don't know if you remember. I would show you guys all my hauls.
Oh, I do remember that. Yeah.
I got the OG Bart Simpson for like $8.
Dang.
What?
A waffle. I got the OG Pink Power Ranger for cheap.
Oh, wow.
What else did I win? Bebop and Rocksteady.
Didn't you get a Green Ranger? Like the glow-in-the-dark Green Ranger?
From a waffle, yeah.
Dang.
Was that the toy?
Tokyo
Comic Con exclusive?
Oh, yeah. It was a con one, right?
New York Comic Con. Yeah. Oh, it was a metallic, not glow in the dark, metallic. Yeah.
Oh, maybe. Maybe metallic.
Yeah. I also got Bebop and Rocksteady from a waffle. Oh, Zerg was a good one.
Ooh, nice.
Nice. Yeah.
So, yeah, definitely got addicted to them because I was just hitting a winning streak for a minute and I was like, man, is this person just rigging them for me? I don't even know. And then I started losing.
Did you play those in the
speaking of rigged waffles? The only waffle I ever won, related, was in a group that turned out that majority of their waffles were rigged.
Oh,
and then you won the one.
Apparently, the one I won was like one of the few legit ones, but yeah. It kind of looked rigged because the thing that I won was something that I believe Dave put up for
I
waffle.
Put up for waffle.
Oh, damn.
And I won it, and I was like, okay, cool.
We were even watching the video, though, and it was the Doctor Strange Freddy, and it was funny because then we were like, me and Jay, or a few of us were in a group chat, and we were like, man, he has it out of frame.
This because he was already kind of looked at as kind of sketchy. And we were like, okay, this dude's getting kind of sketchy again. But then he pulled my name, and I was like, oh, no, I swear I didn't pay him. I swear I didn't rig this.
Yeah. No, I remember that. He would pull the tickets off screen, and then we called him out on it. We're like, hey, you know, you should probably pull them out on screen. And he's like, whatever, you don't trust my integrity, blah, 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 or whatever.
Turns out they were all rigged.
No, dude.
Like, they were all rigged. Except for, like, I guess.
Except
mine.
For yours.
Barely mine.
For yours.
Yeah.
But there's definitely some other cool groups out there now that you can go to, like Tuff, the United Funko Family, and Filipino Fanatics. So that was a tangent on Facebook groups. But just going back to gambling or gambling within collecting, any other cool epic wins or epic pulls that you guys got?
Oh, man. I don't know. Nothing really for me, because I've realized I don't really do a lot of blind box stuff.
You know, winning like Funko lotteries is always a good feeling.
Oh, yeah.
When they pick you. Like, even back when they started doing this, even though, like, you know, for like fun days or even like the booth access, they give some kind of like, I don't know, heads up or whatever for the Funko forums that we're all on. But hitting those were still pretty cool. Like, you know, fun day, getting into fun days was a big thing. And
that's the biggest one.
And I know it probably is a better feeling when you're not in the groups and you missed out or you didn't meet the criteria, and hitting that spot for fun days.
The public sale.
That'd be probably a good win. Some of us have been lucky to get it through the Funko forum, but like winning that probably it's like a, you know, freaking lottery ticket.
You're also a pretty good shoe collector, Av. Have you ever won any raffles on shoes?
I've won a few lately. I've missed a lot, like a lot of people.
That different because the money's not involved? Because the raffles are free, right?
No, it's when you lose. Yeah, they're free. The raffles are free. Well, there's some raffles where you have to pay. But I haven't done that too often. Maybe once or twice recently. But winning on the sneakers app, winning a chance to buy a hot pair of shoes, that's a good feeling. I haven't won too many of those. The last one, I'm in this other like group chat where a bunch of other sneaker collectors that we all know, we know Joey and Nate, and then Ferd and Cam's in that group. Cam actually entered a raffle for me for the Tour Yellow 4s that just came out, and he hit for me, so that was pretty cool.
Oh, nice!
That was from
Cam formerly from the Funcast.
From the Funcast.
I guess the good thing about the sneakers thing, because you know I've been trying to help out with people here and there. The good thing is when you take the L in the sneakers, like you don't really lose. Yeah. I mean, you lose because you don't get them, but it's not like, you know, you have to put in much to get it. So it doesn't hurt to like throw your name in the hat kind of thing.
I don't think it affects anybody either. Like, because everyone kind of expects to lose.
Yeah, everyone's waiting for the L anyway.
Yeah, that's why when it comes up, you haven't been selected. It's not a big deal. But when you do get selected, that's going to be like, oh, hell yeah.
It's all the good, but no lose. Yeah.
A number to the Like, is there a statistic to your chances of winning on Sneakers app? Has someone put the numbers together?
No.
Not that because I've seen people, because I guess it shows what you don't win, right? All the stuff you entered, like in a row.
I've never.
But there's
won.
A list.
I mean, you could look at all your previous things that you've entered.
Yeah, you could probably check your email. I don't know if it's saved like in your Sneakers app account. It shows the ones you've won, but I've never seen all. I've gotten all the emails of failures.
Maybe someone made that themselves. Yeah. But I've seen images of just not selected, not selected, not
They probably
took all the screenshots of all the L's and they just kind of put them together.
Because
you get that notification.
Yeah.
That's pretty much it. But
so switching gears a little, you know, we're talking about gambling, we're talking about poker, talking about, you know, just gambling in general. Going back to what we are about, what did I say? Going back to what we're about, you know, we're the average nerds, nerd culture and pop culture. What are some of you guys' favorite, like, gambling pop culture films or TV shows?
Pay that man his money.
Money.
Dang it. That's glad I haven't seen it.
So that'd be a reference from Rounders.
Rounders.
Like, my favorite gambling movie of all time. That's one of the reasons why I played poker so heavily.
Was that movie. Nice. And who was in that movie?
Matt Damon and John Malkovich, who plays Teddy KGB. Yeah. And
Ed Norton.
Ed Norton.
Is it
Worm. He's like Matt Damon's like buddy who gets into all the trouble, and Matt Damon's basically gotta
bail him out all the time.
Play cards to get him out.
Yeah.
Matt Damon's been in a few of these like gambling
casino-esque
movies. All the Ocean's movies.
And yeah, you can't go wrong with Ocean's 11 and stuff.
All the Ocean's movies.
All the Oceans are pretty good.
You know, I actually really like I don't know if this was like a flop, but I really like 21.
21. I was gonna mention
that. Oh, yeah.
I know.
I wonder,
but Kevin Spacey and like the dude from Across the Universe was in it, and they're just talking about like counting cards. And
did anybody ever try to learn how to count cards?
No, I was too scared after that movie that I get my ass kicked.
I used to be able to single deck blackjack count cards.
Ooh,
but
don't you need like a whole team?
No, not necessarily. I mean, you can count cards kind of for yourself, and it's just. I don't know. It's just like weird plus minus thing.
Yeah, but I'm not. Yeah, smart
that was a that. That was a good movie.
You know, 21. You know what had a little bit of that? What movie? The Hangover.
Man, that movie came out right before my friends and I were gonna go to like a bachelor party in Vegas, so we watched it before leaving.
Set the tone.
It was so fun, but I don't know. Yeah. don't gamble too much or drink too much in Vegas.
Yeah.
Run around with tigers. And
be responsible.
Does this count? It's kind of like a heist. Not really gambling. Cards are involved. Anyway.
Now you see me?
Now you see me?
That's where I was going to go to.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's where I was going to go to.
I even like the second one a lot, too.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. They're both good.
Yeah. Then that Mark Ruffalo twist. Who knew?
That was so good. That twist was so good.
I just realized I never even mentioned throughout the whole podcast so far that I've been collecting cards.
That's
totally related to this whole topic. But I've surpassed, and I'm not proud to say this, but I've surpassed 100 decks at this point.
Whoa!
Nice. I'm buying doubles though, so.
Is there a reason why? Oh, one to like stock, one
to
rock.
To open up. Yeah, one not to.
Nice.
One to rock, one to stock.
But I really there's like those.
Now You See Me deck that came out, and it's worth way too much money.
Oh, dang.
There's a special edition, and Jorge might be familiar with the deck, the Monarchs from Theory 11. There's a You See Me deck that came out when the movie came out, and like resale for that now is like
Monarchs are
dollars.
Nice. They used Monarchs.
Yeah, the Monarchs that they used in the movie was a special edition color that they only used in the movie.
It all makes sense. Okay, cool.
But yeah, that movie just reminded me of all that.
definitely love like the design on those cards that you have too. I really like those Star Wars and that Marvel's Avengers one.
It's such a deep rabbit hole once you start looking into it.
Yeah.
Are they all from like the same company? Are they all like bicycle or like you go like
different companies? No, I mean, there's people that do that because there's a ton of bicycle, but now mine are like all over the place. Different brands, different designers, different styles and stuff. I mean, some like Liquor Store Mike had a deck that came out. I picked that up. There's some like cool collabs. Like I have a Stussy deck.
Ooh.
Bear Brick, Johnny Cupcakes.
Stussy? Stussy.
Is it Stussy or Stussy? I don't know.
That's what I'm asking.
I always thought it was Stussy.
I did too.
I've heard some people say Stussy. I've heard
Stussy?
Stussy?
Stussy? But yeah.
Stussy.
Sorry.
It's a stoochie.
All right, yeah. But sidetrack. Bring it back.
Yeah, going back to
movies.
The film.
Movies.
This technically wasn't a gambling movie, but it was more like on grifting. But you guys watch that movie Focus with Will Smith and Margot Robbie?
Mm-mm. Oh, no.
Oh, yeah.
I haven't seen that.
If you like Ocean's 11 or like those like heist type movies, this one's more about grifting, but it's like I liked it. It's definitely a sleeper movie. Focus with Will Smith and Margot Robbie.
I did choose Ant-Man for part of my high school because I enjoyed that heist, the heist aspect of that the first movie.
For sure.
I like heist movies.
Me too.
Italian Job was good too.
Technically, the Fast and Furious movies are heist movies.
Yeah, the original Fast and Furious where they stole DVD players.
Lucky number 7.
Money Heist? Casa de Papel?
I still haven't watched that yet.
That's the one in Spanish, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, it's on Netflix. I haven't seen it yet.
Yeah. Pretty good. It's pretty good.
DVD players.
Sorry. It was so stupid. So dumb.
Oh, yeah, they were stealing DVD players.
I was like, I need to trigger this. It's
so stupid, man. Right.
The original Fast and the Furious. They had three Civics and they were taking over big rigs filled with DVD players.
DVD players and old ass TVs. Now they're stealing, like, I don't know.
Spaceships,
and they're in space, and what the hell, man?
That thing is taking a turn.
Stupid old Fast and Furious. No, it's not in those movies.
We were talking about gambling, but we didn't get a chance. We didn't, or unless it's what lied ahead, but we didn't jump into fantasy.
Yeah, we did
football or basketball.
Oh,
or whatever.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It's another sport. Another aspect.
Yeah. Another aspect of gambling.
Is it legal yet? Because I've been gambling. God damn! I used to do this when I was in high school.
Sports betting is legal now, right?
It was.
Oh, yeah, dude, it is. Yeah, now. Sundays. Dollar days.
Yeah,
you had to write it on paper, right?
Jeez. Yeah. No, I used to have,
I used to have to chisel and stone.
Those, parlay cards and stuff. Do you guys play parlay? Oh, my goodness.
Oh, no. Parlay's too much for me.
I got a buddy who plays a lot of.
God, I used to play every week.
Parlay.
Sport betting.
Yeah. So I was into that too, sports betting.
You know, it's
mostly football.
So this is our first year doing an Average Nerd Fantasy Football League. Dave's first time ever playing fantasy football.
I don't understand it.
And he's probably going to win.
My money's on Dave.
Yeah,
Dave's going to win. He's going to auto-draft and win everything.
Yeah.
It's actually a lot about numbers.
Yeah, that's why I think you don't even have to watch the games. You could just look at the stats. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And like kind of play that way.
Yeah.
I mean, I know in some places where they can't really get the games that some people will literally play fantasy football off of like newspaper stat boxes, like the box scores and stuff. And they'll just fill it all out themselves and like do it that way.
That's old school. Yeah. No, fantasy football is it made me start watching. Like all the, or enjoy all the other games. Because before, you know, I would just watch, you know, the teams I root for, like in any sport.
Yeah.
But you're, you know, keeping an eye on players now. So you got to know what they're doing in different games. So I could, I mean, for me, I could watch. I used to get, you know, I would subscribe to NFL Red Zone. I would, you know, buy all those stupid ass fantasy books. but yeah, just, but it made me watch, you know, be okay to watch all the other games instead of watching the team I rooted for.
I will say fantasy football has been the only time that I've like rooted for my team to lose.
I can see that.
Like, damn, my quarterback's going against the Niners.
Yeah. tear them up. But they could
who's got that defense?
They could still do well and still lose the game. You know, if you had
the quarterback can throw five touchdowns and still lose. But still lose.
Yeah.
That's true.
So.
But it's still,
don't let them get too close.
Yeah. But it's fun.
Have you ever tried to play like fantasy basketball or baseball?
That's
tough because there's so many games.
It's 1 year. Daily. I tried daily, once.
Right. When you're on basketball or baseball?
I did both.
Basketball?
I did both.
And then I stopped.
I've tried both. And there's just too many games in the middle of the week.
It's tough.
You have to change your life.
Baseball is hella games.
Yeah.
I'll be honest. I think it's not that hard if you love the game. Like, if you really love the game, you'll play.
Yeah.
I just am not that big of a fan of either of those.
I just have an attention span that's too short to, like, remember, like, oh, snap, I got to go tomorrow, change my lineup.
Yeah.
I mean,
wait, what?
Yeah.
That's my
thing.
Not for football, Dave. It's not as bad because football has much less games.
It's weekly. It's one day a week or two.
Change your lineup.
A couple days a week.
Yeah,
for me, like, I'm a big fan of basketball, but I still couldn't keep up just because,
it's too much.
There's so many games, like back to back and stuff. Like, your top player could get injured and you forget to switch them out, you know, because they're out the next game. So,
a freak thing happens and he's like, oh, he got hurt in warmups this morning. And it's like, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Would have been nice. Like,
but fantasy, well, I feel like I'm not the only one that feels this way, but it's only fun when there's money involved.
If the homies can
max bet,
max bet on the slot, but because if you're playing for no money, you're just playing, you know, quote unquote for fun. A lot of people, you may not lose interest, but a lot of people in the league may lose interest, and that would affect, you know, the outcome of certain weeks. So because they say like, oh, I'm not going to change my guy. Who cares?
It doesn't matter.
I'm not going to win anything. So if there's something involved where you actually lose something.
It doesn't have to be money. It could be other
money,
stuff.
No, because, we played for, you know.
Could be Rolos.
Or candy or whatever. No, not candy. No, I wouldn't play for candy.
not anymore.
Lobster candy?
Not for lobster candy? Hell, I'll give it to you for free. You don't have to play it.
Or we.
No, the loser has to eat.
That's a good.
That keeps people playing because. Even halfway into the season, sometimes you can know, like, okay, I'm in last place. I'm not coming back. I'm not making playoffs.
That's actually, we should do that.
I almost went into
people stop playing.
This could go into a sport tangent, but that's what they do in, like, English football, English soccer, is the two bottom teams, if they don't do well, they get sent to, like, the minors.
So it
gives them incentive. And that's what it is, like, if we did stuff like that, too. Whoever loses out the bottom gets a penalty thing.
Let's do that for ours.
Like lobster candy. Jesus.
Sour candies for Av.
The loser has to finish a box of lobster candy.
A box?
Why?
Well, the box is like this.
There's like 20 of them in there.
Not a box.
How about hot ones for the loser?
I wouldn't wish that on my
worst enemy.
Yeah. Just one is fine. You have to finish it, though. You have to finish it. Finish that one.
All right.
Whoever gets the very bottom two lobster candies at the same time, they got to just sit through it and eat it.
Yes. Right. Yeah.
Speaking of penalties, you guys want to play a game?
Oh, you have a
game?
There's a game? Is there money on it? Max bet?
I can't play.
Max bet.
We'll do, loser has to edit the next podcast. Loser has to come up with the outline for the next podcast.
Ooh, that's not
sure.
That's
all right. That's fine.
Yeah.
All right. So It's kind of like gambling. Wait. We're going to play high low.
Wait, we're gonna make are you going to be playing too?
No.
Wait a second.
Well, I've made so many of our outlines.
I know.
Writes a lot of the outlines.
Yeah, he pretty much writes them all.
All right, so we'll do high low, but we're gonna mix it with some of our nerd trivia. Oh. So I'm going on Rotten Tomatoes right now.
Oh,
and you're gonna have to tell me if the Rotten Tomatoes score is higher or lower than the number or equal to. All right, so we'll go with Avengers: Age of Ultron. High low, 80.
Ooh. That's a
Age of Ultron on the count of three.
80? Wait. 80?
Over under 80.
80 and a half.
All right. On three. 1, 2, 3. Okay. So we have Dave going over and Av going over. Jay and Jorge both saying it's under. Jay and Jorge, you guys both get
Let's go.
Oh. What?
Remember, it's movie critics, not audience.
What is it, though? Is 76? It like close?
Yeah, actually, it is 76%.
Oh, shit. Why did I guess it wrong then?
Yeah, your assumption was right.
I'm trying to think about movie critics and not audience.
Audience would probably be over 80.
Yeah,
audience.
I thought it was reverse. I thought audience would be low and critic would be.
All right. Black Widow.
Oh, jeez. We talked
over
about
under 75.
I swear we talked about their score.
Over under 75 for Black Widow.
I swear we talked about the score on the episode
two. 1, 2, 3. We have Jorge and Dave both saying under. Av and Jay both saying over. It is over.
Let's go.
Oh, dang it.
How many are there?
One on the board. Av and Jay.
How many are there?
Questions?
Yeah.
I'm just going to keep going until I run out.
That works. That works.
I'm literally just looking them up as we go.
I've got a 1-point lead. Feeling good.
All right. We're going to go with Batman Returns. That's the Michael Keaton movie.
It's my
over under 85 for Batman Returns. Tim Burton, the one with Selena Kyle, aka Catwoman.
Michelle.
Say 85? What was the number? 85?
85. Over under 85.
And Danny DeVito, I love your work.
Especially on Friends.
Oh, he was really good on Friends.
He was good on Friends.
My favorite Danny DeVito movie is Twins.
Shout out to Danny DeVito. Shout
out to Arnold Schwarzenegger. That one.
Oh,
all right.
My God.
Over under 85 for Batman Returns. 3, 2, 1. We have Jorge.
No, I'm changing it.
Oh, everyone going over for Batman Returns. No one gets a point. It's under 80%. 80% for Batman Returns.
I'm so mad.
You had it, Jay.
I got peer pressured. I had no partner, and I was like, no, I can't be.
I thought it was 89, but now I'm visualizing 80.
Yeah. What? Oh, you looked at it recently? Right.
One more. Over under 60. For Twins.
60.
Oh, man.
Critics. Over under.
I've never seen it. Is that fair? Man.
Just guess. Sure. All right. Let me give you the breakdown. So it's Arnold Schwarzenegger and Danny DeVito. They're long lost twins because they both came from the same embryo. Embryo? Egg? I forgot.
Yeah.
Some science thing. And they find each other and they find out that they're twins, even though they look nothing alike.
Twins.
Okay.
Danny DeVito's best work.
His best work.
I'll take a guess.
Danny D.
All right. So over under, what did I say? 60?
60.
60. Over under 60. All right. 3, 2, 1. Okay. Dave's going over. Everyone else is going under. Dave, sorry, but you don't get the point.
Dang it.
Right.
I'm trying to keep 43%
on Rotten Tomatoes.
That's right?
These critics won't like that. They won't like the quirky stuff like that.
Gosh, you critics, Danny, who are you?
Danny D, man. His best
the masterpiece.
All right. This will be second to last.
Okay.
We have Rounders.
Ooh.
The movie we've been talking about today.
Surprised.
Dang, gambling I haven't movie. Seen it.
Over under 70.
I'm so biased.
Over under 70%.
Yeah, I know.
I'm so biased.
That's an easy one.
Okay. 3, 2, 1. Everyone but Dave is going over. Dave, you're going under. Dave, you get the point.
Oh, yeah.
What's so wrong?
5%.
The critics are idiots.
Get that man his money.
He
beat me.
Rounders at 65%.
Stupid critics.
I still need to watch
God.
It.
Oh, I bet you the audience score is like 100.
Audience score is actually at 87. Not bad.
Oh, no way. Yes,
all the gamblers love
what
it.
Twins was at. Let's see what Twins audience score was at.
40. It's like worse.
39.
What? These people don't know good cinema if they slap them in the face.
Adam hasn't put it in his review yet to raise that score up. He's, you know, that's going to crush the curve a little bit there and fix that.
Oh, man. Okay.
So, last one?
This is going to be the last one. Let me pull it up. So we have the groundbreaking movie.
It's already off to a great start.
We have Glitter by Mariah Carey.
What does that have to do? Okay.
Glitter from Mariah Carey.
I can't. No, okay.
Over under 10.
You know, that's still hard.
Yeah. That's
over under 10.
Because it could be 11.
You could. It could be 12. Or it could also be
over
like
under 10.
I've never seen a score under 10. I don't think I've ever seen one.
Well, here's have you seen first. Glitter?
I've never seen Glitter.
Well, you're in for a treat.
Glitter with starring Mariah Carey.
Or was it a box office hit and
maybe
better than a 10? The number's 10, right?
Yeah, 10.
I think I got
over under 10.
I got my guess.
All right. 3, 2, 1.
There's no way.
We have Dave going under, Jorge going under, Av going under.
No, and, I'm up.
Oh, Jorge going over, going Av over. And Jay going under. So, Jorge, you're the only one who doesn't get a point.
What?
6%.
6%.
What's the
audience score?
Tomatoes.
Audience score.
We should do a watch
audience
party.
Audience score is 48.
Dang, 48?
Wow. Audience score at 48.
If Michelle Branch starred in it, it'd be over 10.
It would be 100.
It would be up there.
106.
Right. Certified
so
fresh.
So we have a tie for lowest score with Jorge and Dave, so I'm going to do a tiebreaker.
Oh, these two.
So I'm going to give you a movie. And you tell me what you think the percentage is. And the person closest without going over
Price is Right style
wins.
That's a good
one.
So
Jorge and Av.
Oh, me?
What movie
or
should
Dave?
We go with?
Who is it?
Oh, Jorge and Dave, sorry.
I was like, what?
I was like, hey, me.
Are we both going to share our numbers at the same time? Or
I just write
That's
them down.
True.
Down.
Yeah. You guys got to
write
them. Yeah.
Write it down. Got it.
I'll be honest. I'll stick to my score. I'm just too lazy to type it.
Wait, what?
Just say it at the same time.
I can type it.
All right. So first person to go the closest without going over, we're going to go with Hook.
Ooh.
That's the 1991 film starring Robin Williams and our boy Dante Bosco.
DB.
Hook.
Oh, I could look this one up. I'm not playing in this one.
Oh yeah,
you guys can play for fun.
Okay. Oh, okay. Let me.
Okay, I have mine, and I typed it. So,
Jorge, what number did you say?
59.
Dave, how about you?
76.
Ooh. 76. Nice. I went with 63.
L9. Oh,
I did 74.
Ooh.
So everyone went over.
What was it?
It's 29.
What?
29 for who?
It's Robin Williams.
Fire the these critics.
Actor. Audience fire score, these critics.
Audience
score is at 76.
So
reasonable.
For that, I'll give it to Jorge because he got the closest to the audience score without going over.
Dave.
Oh, I think I got it.
Dave.
I got it.
Exactly. Dave got 73.
What'd you get? Dave had 76.
Or 76. Oh, he Dave had 76. Oh,
76, exactly. Whoa. Never mind. I'll give it to Dave. So, Jorge, sorry. You are the average loser.
That's okay.
And you'll be writing our next outline for the next episode.
All right.
Oh, man.
Outlines are fun.
Yeah.
I mean, Dave, if you want to do it, go for it. All right, so that pretty much wraps up our episode for the day. But before we end every episode, we like to end it off with our quote of the day.
Don't quote me, boy, because I ain't said
language.
Today's quote of the day. Dave, did you get one?
No, I just
imagine.
Yeah, I feel
man.
Like you guys are going to do that.
Teddy KGB. He beat me.
He beat me. Straight up.
Pay him. Pay that man his money.
Watch Rounders, everybody. And
Jay, where is that from? Who's that from?
That's from good old Teddy KGB from Rounders.
Nice. So again, that wraps our episode for the day. Again, thank you so much for listening to our nonsense as we talk about all our random average nerdy stuff. Again, you can follow us wherever you find your podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Apple Podcasts,
Facebook Messenger,
LinkedIn,
Facebook Messenger,
Pokemon Go,
Catch a Cree,
Live Journal,
Bingo,
Lucky Chances, Poker.
Jackson no. Rancheria,
Way 101,
Napa Valley Casino.
Caesar's Palace that I've built.
That I built.
Or you can find us on Twitch, twitching at the Average Nerd Podcast, where we twitch every now and then. Today, or Monday, I guess, had a nice Average Nerd happy hour that comes up randomly.
Monday.
Every other Thursday, we'll be streaming as well.
To zero followers.
And follow us on any of our social networks. Follow us on our social networks on Instagram and Twitter at Average Nerd Pod. Feel free to send us a DM or a comment. We always like hearing from y'all. Sometimes. But until next time, see you, nerds.
Test.
And the lead now is. I can't do the horse racing thing.
Hello.
Yeah.
Hello.
What's up? Oh, sorry.
That's a little baby sound. Oh, never mind. It was baby sound waves. Wait, Jorge, say something.
Test.
Okay, test. You're the only one that didn't have waves.
I have the baby. Are my baby?
Baby.
I have baby waves. Baby too. Waves.
No, nobody's really baby on
baby
my screen.
Waves. Baby waves.
It's a baby wheel.
It's a bike.